Reading from Romans chapter 12, beginning verse 4. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
Morning. Campfires are cool. Campfires are cool. They are cool way earlier than you think they are. Oh, look, campfires are cool. Do you know there's a verse in the Bible that says, it's Acts 28 verse 2, when Paul was shipwrecked and they land on an island and it's Malta, and it says the islanders built a fire because it was raining and cold. And it kind of reminded me of today. I don't really like to be out around a campfire when it's raining, but I do like to be around a campfire when it's cold. And especially as the darkness falls and the light fades, there's something attractive about a campfire. And I feel like that has something to say to us about what we're doing with God and what we're doing as church. In the Bible, God is described as fire, Jesus is described as fire, and the Holy Spirit is described as fire. We need the warmth and the light of God. We need to gather together around the fire. We need to come into the circle. There's no walls at a campfire. Everybody's welcome. Now, I will warn you that if you come, the fire will refine you and melt away some impurities, but we're all welcome to come. And if you're going to do that, you're going to get closer to other people who are also gathered around the fire. One thing you don't want to do is to be like a branch that is dragged away from the fire and then goes out because it's all alone. I just feel like that has something important to say to us. Now, we've been talking about our vision of developing disciples of Jesus, making new disciples and developing all disciples until we become like Christ. It begins when you discover who Jesus is, which is a process. We want to start that with children if we get the opportunity, but if not, we want to help people discover Jesus as soon as they see the need to do that. And then at some point, we want to help them with the life-altering decision about whether to put their faith in Jesus and become followers of Jesus. For those of us who have done that, we now live the rest of our lives as devoted followers of Jesus. And I believe that we will develop the best as disciples of Jesus if we connect deeply with a group of His disciples, commonly called a church. I believe we will develop best as disciples of Jesus if we put roots down with a group of disciples, a church. I believe we will develop best if we join the circle, so to speak. Now, we may resist that. We may not want to come close to the fire. And it may be that the fire is the thing that concerns us. It may be the people sitting around the fire that concerns us. We may resist jumping in and getting involved, joining the circle, joining the fellowship of believers for a variety of reasons. In John 1, John says, everybody that loves the darkness doesn't come to the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. And so that can make people stand off at a distance. Other people may wonder what responsibilities they'll have to take on if they go sit in the circle of disciples. Other people may wonder what kind of people are already sitting there and if they want to sit close to them. I only learned this over the last few years, but some people really don't like the word that most churches have used, including us, to describe putting down roots with a group of disciples, and that's the word member. A lot of people think that word member pretty much doesn't mean anything. They think it means you give the church your phone number and then nothing changes. Some people think that the word member is institutional. You're a member of the PTA, you're a member of the ERA, you're a member of the SBA, you're a member of the SPCA. I don't even know what those all are. And then you're a member of a church. They think it's just kind of an institutional sort of thing. Some people think it's exclusionary, as if the members are saying, well, we're members and you're not. Or we've been members a long time and you're a new member. And they feel that it's an exclusionary thing. Somebody told me they think it's a bait and switch thing. They hear, we want you to be a member, we want you to be a member, we want you to be a member. And then they say, okay, I'll be a member. And then we say, okay, that means you got to do this and this and this and this and this. And they didn't know they were signing on for all of that. And so they feel like it's a little bit deceitful. So member says a lot of different things to a lot of different folks, and a lot of them aren't really good. And to be fair, the Bible doesn't use the word member in the way we use it. Now, it does use the word, and you may have caught that in the Romans 12 text, but the word member in the Bible literally means body part. Remember Jesus said, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, because it's better to enter life without one of your members. James says the tongue is a small member, but makes great boast. In the Bible, a member is a body part. And you have it in the context where the church is compared to a human body. And that's what you have in Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. For just as each one of us has one body with many members, talking about a human body, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So I've decided, if you want to use the word member, you can use it, but you must use it to mean body part. So I want to encourage you, after church is over, go find a guest and say, would you like to be an elbow in our church? Would you like to be a nose in our church? And I say that just to help us realize that that's the way the Bible uses that language, not as we use it today. Now, it's true, this does say something important, and it's true that when we become Christians, we are added to God's universal church. We're a part of that. But I just want us to think about what we're saying when we say that, and I don't think the Bible really requires you to be a member of a local congregation, but I think it almost does. I think it supports the idea, and I think we will do a whole lot better as disciples of Jesus if we connect meaningfully with another group of disciples. And I'll tell you some of the reasons why. One is, we noticed last week that a disciple of Jesus is devoted to Jesus, but they're also devoted to the fellowship. And Romans 12, verse 10 adds to that by saying, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. A part of the expectation of being a disciple of Jesus is to be devoted to other disciples. Now, you don't have to be a member of a particular congregation to do that, but I think you're more likely to do it if you're a part of a particular congregation. Because if you don't, I think there's going to be a strong temptation to hold yourself back from people that bug you or annoy you or are really different from you. Whereas if you jump in with both feet at a church, this is your church, these are your people, and you're going to have to learn to love all kinds of people just like Jesus wants us to. I also think you're more likely to get really involved if you get involved with a church. And people say, I don't have to be a member of a church to be involved with a church, and that's true. But if you connect deeply and you say, this is my church, this is my home, these are my people, then you really care about that church. And when something is needed, you're much more inclined to be willing to do something about that. I'm not saying you can't get involved unless you connect, but I am saying I think you're more likely to get involved if you connect. Another reason I think you'll do better as a disciple of Jesus if you dig in deep with a church is kind of uncomfortable, but it's part of it. And that is that God says we're supposed to have leaders. And not only are we supposed to have leaders, we are supposed to submit to our leaders. And you can kind of have leaders if you stay Christian at large, but you may not have much contact with them. And you'll do a lot of picking and choosing of who and whether and when you talk to those leaders. Whereas if you connect with a church, you've got leaders in the church, and you've got to listen to their guidance. Not just their decisions, but also their shepherding and teaching for your life. And so for all those reasons, I think we'll do better as disciples if we dig in deep with a church. And I think the Bible supports that, although I would stop short of saying it requires it. This passage in Romans 12 says, so we in Christ, though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others, which seems to be saying each body part belongs to all the others, but that's us. We're the body parts, and there's something special between us and something strong between us. We belong to one another. And I think we're going to live that out a lot better if we jump in with a particular group of disciples. And so let me tell you a little bit about what it means if you choose to develop as a disciple with the Northwest Church of Christ. I think this is a great place to develop as a disciple. I don't think it's the only place. And if for some reason this is not the place for you, I would encourage you to find a place. Wouldn't want to run you off, but it's better for you to dig in somewhere than to dig in nowhere. And if you choose to dig in here with us, here's some of what it means. It means utilizing the resources we have so you can develop as a disciple. It means showing up to worship God with us. That helps us as well as being appropriate to Him. Show up and study the Bible with us. Show up for fellowship opportunities or small group opportunities. Show up for service opportunities. Those resources will help us develop as disciples. Digging in with us at Northwest means developing relationships with the people here. Getting to know your people, including the ones who aren't as cool as you are. And I always feel obligated to remind you, they don't think you are as cool as they are. That goes both directions. But we've got to learn to love not just my people, but all kinds of people. And so you plug in and you begin to develop relationships and learn to live in love. It means sharing our vision. Churches can't do everything. Churches do have a focus. It's intentional or unintentional, but they do have a focus. And we are now shifting our focus to this new vision of developing disciples. If you want to develop with us here at Northwest, we want you to share that vision. You're hearing a lot about it in January and February because it's new. But anybody else that comes over, we want them to share this vision. And it does mean learning to follow the leaders. We're not only human beings, which is one strike against us, we're also Americans, which is another strike against us, as far as not wanting anybody to tell us what to do. And yet God says, I'm your leader, but I also want you to have human leaders. Spoiler alert, every one of the leaders in this church has flaws. See me afterward. $5 a flaw. I'll fill you in. My list is probably the longest. But in spite of our flaws, he still wants us, even uses that word, submit to our leaders. And frankly, I don't think we're very good at that. But that's a part of what it means to develop as a disciple. And so we want to try to practice that here. That's not a heavy-handed, rude, ugly, authoritarian thing. It is a Christ-like, servant-oriented leadership. But it is a part of what it means to develop at Northwest. So if you are a devoted disciple of Jesus and you believe that you will develop best by plugging in with a church, we invite you to consider us. And we would like to share with you more about our vision, more about our core beliefs, more about what we're doing and how we're doing it. A lot of you already know all of those kinds of things. But as time goes on and we try to get this thing up and running better, we want to have a way of sharing with people, here's who we are. Here's what we believe. Here's what we're trying to do. Do you want to do that with us? Do you want to join this campfire? Do you want to join this circle? Do you want to develop here with us? And if you do, we will provide additional training for you. We want our leaders and our teachers and our ministry leaders and our small group leaders to come from those people who are developing as disciples here with us, because we'll know that they are going the same direction that we're going. And so we'll provide training and leadership, training and teaching, training in small groups and a variety of other things like that to help you get involved in heading us toward our goal of becoming like Jesus. I believe that we will develop best if we dig in deep with another group of disciples, and that's what we're trying to be. We have one more video we're going to watch. I want to give a shout out again to Bob Beavers for shooting a lot of this, to Casey for editing and shooting, and also to Doug Day, who has been shooting some of the footage lately. I previewed the video this week, and I thought, wow, that sounds a lot like today's sermon, which is not a surprise because I'm the one that's in this video. But I've decided to put it here as a summary of what I've been saying. And we're going to go straight from video to song. So let me say now that after the video, if you want to talk to somebody or pray with somebody about finding a church or what it means to dig in deep with this church or about anything else going on in your life, we'll have some of our shepherds and their wives at the back that you'll be able to talk to. But let's watch the video first. Once we've devoted ourselves to Jesus as his disciples, it's important for us to continue to develop as his disciples. I believe the best way to do that, or one of the best ways, is to get involved with a church. That'll help us not stand on the sideline and get us involved, and it'll get us involved with people and with ministry. I realize Northwest may not be the church for you. We can't be the church for everybody, but I do want to encourage you to find a church somewhere where you can get involved with other disciples of Jesus. And I'd like to think that maybe Northwest could be the church for you, or at least for a lot of people. So let me share a little bit about what it means to develop as a disciple here at Northwest. For one, it means to utilize the resources that we make available for developing as disciples. The worship assemblies, the classes, the fellowships, the service opportunities, all of those are ways that we can develop as disciples. And so we need to utilize those. Developing as a disciple at Northwest also means developing relationships. Relationships are hard, but they're very important. And Jesus makes very clear that he wants us to learn to love people authentically. So it's important to dive in and develop relationships with folks here at Northwest. Developing at Northwest also means sharing the vision that we have of developing disciples of Jesus. Maybe that means you go all the way back to the beginning and you walk with some folks who are just discovering Jesus. Maybe some children or maybe some adults. But you help them discover Jesus and you rediscover him yourself. Or maybe you help people understand what's involved in making the decision to devote their lives to Jesus. And as you clarify what that decision means, your own decision becomes sharper and more vivid. Or maybe you help people be devoted to Jesus, and as you do so, you yourself become more devoted. All of those are ways that you can help with the vision of developing disciples here at Northwest. It's such a great need for us to continue to develop. As a minister, I've met so many people whose lives come to ruin because they don't have a good mentor or good guidance for their lives. We get good guidance from Jesus if we continue to grow and develop in him. Jesus said, "No disciple is above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher." I'm starting to be more like my teacher. I still have an awful long ways to go, but I have made some progress on the journey, and it's good, and I trust him. If that sounds like what you want to do, then I want to invite you to come walk with us as we walk with him.